90.3 FM K1 and 9:30 on your Thursday morning. That makes a time for K1 Car Talk and an opportunity for me to spend a little bit of time with Brad Dungus from Dungus Family of Autos, the home of the 995 oil change, also the low price tire guarantee, the low price brake guarantee, and some great people. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning, Charlie.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
It's a beautiful day. Summertime is coming to Oklahoma.
It is. Yeah. The temperatures have announced summertime is on the way.
That's right. We're going to bake some of that humidity out.
Exactly. Well, it's a busy time of year for all of the things that are going on around the area. I know we got an event coming up at your place, but I also want to preview Saturday morning, the kickoff for OK Mozart.
There's a lot of stuff going on. That's right. We've got another farmer's market. We've got OK Mozart. We've got the hot street party tomorrow night.
That's right.
We have our big country showdown this afternoon at Dungus Toyota.
Right.
We've got all kinds of deals on cars. You mentioned oil changes, brakes, tires, batteries.
Yeah.
You'll do an AC check. We've got a discount now on AC checks where you can save $55 or something on an AC check if you're having trouble with your air conditioner.
And I would say if your car is older than you picked a number more than 3 years, it would probably be worth your while to stop in and have it checked.
You know, it's worth it, too. You'll find a lot out about your vehicle if you do regular maintenance. I mean, we talk about that every week. The importance of getting your oil changed, rotating those tires, having the vehicle inspected, go through that multi-point inspection every time. You know, that's a serious thing. Wherever you have your work done, the technicians, at least the Dungus, we take that really seriously. That's part of our responsibility to you. You know, you come in and trust us with your vehicle. We want to give you to the best of our ability, you know, kind of a health check on the vehicle every time that it comes in. We want to give you let you know if everything's good and you're good to go. That's great news. But if there's something that we're going to need to take care of right then, if it's an emergency, we sure need to know that. There's something that's coming up, we can kind of give you a little bit of a advance warning so you can plan for that in your budget, stuff like that.
And of course, if you have the tires rotated at the same time, it gives you an opportunity to do a little bit closer check on the brakes, one more system you can look at.
That's right. I mean, that's all, you know, we can visually inspect them if we don't do the tire rotation, but that doesn't really cut it as far as really looking and understanding what's going on with the brakes. And, you know, I think sometimes people misunderstand the tire rotation. You know, they come in for the 995 oil change, we offer you that tire rotation, people think we're trying to sell them something. The truth is, the tire rotation is one of the most important maintenance things you can do.
Yeah.
Anybody who's had a car longer than one set of tires, which I expect is most of us, has, you know, you realize how great it is to have a new set of tires on an older car.
Yeah.
It makes it feel like a new car for a while.
Right.
Maintaining those tires and getting life out of them is really helps that quality of your ride, the safety of your ride, the ability to start and stop, especially in inclement weather and extreme temperatures, things like we have here in Oklahoma. It's really important that you keep your tires on the ground right, and by rotating them, they're going to wear more evenly, you'll get better fuel economy, it'll be safer, and they'll extend the life of your vehicle and the quality of the ride.
And I don't care what the price of tires is, it's not what it was 10 years ago, so you need that, if that expensive or at least costly tire to last longer for you.
You know, that you bring up a point there. In today's automotive world, and you know, the wheels and tires have become one of the differentiators between trim levels on vehicles.
Yeah.
And everybody loves the low profile tires, a little bit bigger wheel with a smaller tire. That can be more expensive. Certainly, you know, wheel damage on curbs and stuff is an issue with some wheels. You know, so there's a lot going on with those, but they look good. People love them. It's something people want. So protecting those and taking care of them is really important. You know, we have things like Tires for Life, our new Tires for Life Plus program, which puts a wheel program on the traditional Tires for Life, where you can actually protect your wheel now.
That's great.
That's brand new, just now coming out. You know, we're always looking for stuff like that where we can really help you budget and control the cost of your ownership of the vehicle. That's what the 995 oil change is all about. We want to be your you know, one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. That's for sure. We are asking for your business every day. We want to earn it. But the truth is, we know you've got a choice, and so we want to make that an easy choice for you.
Absolutely. And extend that buying experience just that much longer to make you satisfied with that purchase. So
because it isn't just a purchase. It's a relationship. We know going forward, that's really the most important thing. You know, we can... Buying a car is exciting. It can be really fun, and we work really hard on that. But it's those next few years with the vehicle, and as it gets older, and helping you with it to the next purchase. That's what we're looking forward to, or the next and the next. We want your referrals. We want to earn your business every day. That's really what we talk about at the dealership with our people. How can we excel? How can we do better than they expect, mm-hmm. and constantly trying to push the bar with that stuff.
Well, and you've mentioned it several times, and I know it's a family phrase. It's not something you came up with, that yes, that first car is important, but you want to be there for our second, for our third, for our fifth car. You know?
Yeah, that's really what our business is built on all these years, is really on those relationships and retaining our customers. And, you know, that if you think about all the stuff we do, we talked about a lot of it there, that's everything about our business model. And it we don't like to yell and scream on the TV so much and make a big deal out of a sale. We sell cars every day, and mm-hmm. there's always a great deal at Dungis. We want to make it a really fair deal for you, a good deal for you and for us. That's what we're looking for, is a win-win situation all the time for everybody.
And Nick, you are involved in community activities. We've mentioned several of them that I know you're going to have a presence at. And of course, one of the station items going on at your place later this afternoon.
People tonight at Dungis Toyota, on the showroom at Dungis Toyota, we're going to invite out for another semifinal round of the Dungis K-Rig Country Showdown. I've got Jerry here from the station who can help us with this and talk a little bit about who's going to be performing tonight, I think. But this is a really big deal. There have been a lot of country music stars that have come out of this program before. And people like who?
That's right, Brad. This is America's largest country music talent search. So it's not just another local talent search that's around, which they're all great around here, of course. Mm-hmm. But this actually will take you all the way to Nashville. And that's great. We've had wonderful acts throughout the years called Garth Brooks, mm-hmm. Billy Ray Cyrus, Leanne Rimes, Sarah Evans. They all got their start with Country Showdown.
Wow.
And it's really funny because if you ever have read Garth Brooks' book, he talks about Country Showdown.
I have not read it.
He started over in Stillwater, and he actually lost.
Oh.
Yeah. And so even if they haven't actually made it to Nationals in Country Showdown, they started performing with Country Showdown, because Country Showdown is such a way to brighten your career.
Right.
And so, sorry about that. So we are tonight going to be doing the second round of our semifinals out at Dungis Family of Autos, the Toyota showroom. And we'll be out there from 4 to 7. People have asked, whoa, you know, I want to come and get my tires rotated, but what am I going to do in the meantime? Well, you can come and listen to some great music. So if you maybe need to go get those tires rotated or get your oil changed or whatever you may need, this could be a great time, because you're going to have live entertainment for free right there.
And really high quality entertainment too, I have a feeling.
Yes, it's great. We have acts such as Axel Langford. She's a 14-year-old from Owosso. Mm-hmm. She is amazing. She's actually an honor student. She performed with Kristen Chenoweth in her Coming Home concert.
Wow.
Yeah, so she's great, and we're excited to have her coming down with us. Alexis Jurgensen. She's actually a native of Texas. She's 17 years old, but she resides here in Bartlesville. When she was 12 years old, she has been singing, not long, sorry. She has been performing with Blake Shelton when she was 9 years old.
Goodness.
So she really has performed in a lot of areas. Amarillo's Little Theater. She's another scholar student. She's part of K-Life. So mm-hmm. All district choir member. There are so many great things that this little girl has done, and she has blown me away every time I've heard her sing. So
another
example
of how talented our
really good new school, old school, real country kind of songs coming up.
All right.
Yeah. Nicole White, she's kind of new to performing. However, she has been singing forever, but just now started actually performing. Mm-hmm. And I actually got to watch her perform with a couple other girls out at Sunfest the other night. And I was like, man, she really is pretty good. So I'm excited to see what she can do with these three songs tonight.
A little less experience, a couple against a little more experienced, a couple more of them. That's that should be lots of fun.
Yeah, exactly. Rachel and Jolie. Rachel actually performed with us last year in our semifinals.
Okay.
But this year she came back with her mom. And they're going to do a mother-daughter duo. And so they have some great things coming up, including a mix-up song. They've took two songs, put them together, but took two different parts of it. So I'm excited to see. Yeah, it's going to be very interesting. But I've heard them both sing, and they're very involved in a church over in Watova. It's a family-run church. Okay. They're part of that family. And she's in the part of getting her master's out in Texas, Rachel is. And so, like I said, they have been singing together since Rachel could hold a microphone.
All right.
So they have a lot of experience together, but they're new together here in the showdown.
Yeah.
So
well, then it sounds like they may be formidable, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So I'm pretty excited to see what they have going on. And then, of course, Josie Cepeda. She was our winner last year.
Okay.
She's going to be coming out to Dungeons this year.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's got a pretty good lineup as well. I've heard her sing some of these songs already. Uh-huh. And this last song, I'm telling you, when I heard her sing it last, she gave chills.
Wow.
The whole room was full of chills. So I'm really excited to see her sing it again, because every time I do, she's just great. So
that's awesome. Well, yeah. That sounds like a great lineup. And we've got you have another semifinal, I think, coming up after this one. And then the finals are at the Cavalcade and
yes.
Huska later this year.
Yeah. On the 21st, we'll be out at Whiskey Bent.
Uh-huh.
And we have five contestants again there that time. And we'll take a winner from there, a winner from Dungeness. And then Cali Creek won last Saturday out at Heritage Theater Cafe and Pub. And they'll all compete out at the Huska Cavalcade Street Dance on July 19th.
Awesome.
Sorry, I had to think about it for a second. Yeah, and Osage Outfitters has actually came on as a clothing sponsor for us this year.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so they're going to give some clothing to these three semifinalists, and they're also going to be partnering with Ariat for a grand prize to give to the winner. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this is getting bigger and bigger.
It really is. And we finally got the state date. So whoever wins the finale for our local finale is going to go back out to Big Jim's Bike Rally in Tahlequah mm-hmm. on August 20th.
Okay.
So if you're listening and you want to go out and see the state final, yeah. It's going to be on August 20th in Tahlequah.
So then the state finalists then would have to go have a chance to go to Nashville or
they'll go to regionals. There's
okay.
five different regionals. They'll compete there, and that winner will go on to nationals,
okay.
which is live on TV with $100,000 prize package.
Wow.
Yeah, before they would just give the $100,000, which is absolutely wonderful.
Uh-huh.
But this year they're going to be doing a package, because before, a lot of the money was going into the taxes that the mm-hmm. contestants were having to pay. But now they're going to actually get something that can help them brighten their career, brighten their horizons in country music. It will give them studio time. It'll give them mentor sessions. It'll give them $50,000 cash. I mean, there's just unlimited amounts that's in this package, as well as the runner-up package.
Cool.
Yeah,
that
so
sounds real exciting.
There's quite a bit that goes on with this this contest, and so we are really happy to be part of it. It's nice to be able to showcase aspiring artists here in town.
Yeah.
And so that's what we're going to do tonight.
We got on board last year, and it has been really an exciting thing for us. And I know we had a great crowd last year for the semifinal out of the dealership, and really talented people. And it sounds like the lineup is even stronger maybe this year. And it just keeps getting bigger. And like so many things that we like to support, it's put the spotlight on the talent of our youth around here, help give them goals and help have them reach for something a little out of their ordinary, whether it's on the baseball field or the children's musical theater at OK Mozart, or through the talent show contest like this, or a livestock show, whatever it is. I mean, all those things are so important, and that's really where we like to focus, and
it's
why it's a good thing.
Country Showdown has a theme called help us help you make dreams become opportunities. And I feel like that's something that Dungeness really does in this community. No matter what you're doing, you're helping them in some which way or form. Everybody has different dreams, and so it's nice to be able to see you guys do that with them.
Well, that's really cool. I like the way you said that. That's so much how I think about my job, too, really, is all the people at the dealership. I'm helping them reach their dreams.
And, absolutely.
You know, it's all about opportunities. And you know, we talked about this a lot last month. You know, that old basketball team back in Tonkawa that my grandfather played on before when he was in high school. And, you know, I don't think I'd be a Ford dealer today if he hadn't played on that team. And, you know, that was in 1924. And all the things that had to happen between then and today for me to be where I am, and you know, all of us, it's always an adventure, and those opportunities created by things like this are what people have to take advantage of. Get in the right place at the right time, and you never know what's going to happen.
That's right. And like I say, you may not completely win the first time. You may not succeed the first time. Garth Brooks, he didn't.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure he succeeded quite in life. So no matter what people are doing in this town, I can tell that there's a lot of things that go on that people are following their dreams. And so it's nice to be able to see that.
That's great. Good deal. Well, exciting stuff. So that's tonight at on the Dungeness Toyota Showroom on Highway 75, just south of No Water Road. It's 1911 Southeast Washington Boulevard. You can call us at 918-333-0900 for more information. But we'll be out there from 4 to 7. We're also going to kick off a thing today, which you can do while you're out there, where we're going to be later in the year, in December, we're going to give away $7,500 in a prize drawing. This is news, folks. $7,500 right before Christmas. We're going to people can register for the drawing by taking a test drive. There's no purchase necessary. Come into the dealership, fill out a registration form, put it in the hopper, and you'll have a chance to win the grand prize in December of $7,500. That's because of our 75 years in Bartlesville. So anyway, we're going to have monthly drawings for prizes. This month, the monthly drawing will be for an Apple Watch. We're going to have everybody who comes in and spins the wheel is going to win a small prize. And then some of the prizes on the wheel aren't so small. You're guaranteed to win if you come in and spin. So it's just another way we're going to thank you for giving us a shot and giving us a chance to earn your business. So test drives are all it takes. There's no purchase necessary. So it's another thing you can do when you're getting your oil changed, or if you want to come into the Country Showdown and take a test drive and resume your watching of the great entertainment. It won't take too long, so just come see one of our sales associates.
Awesome, Brad. Thank you so much. And sure. I will tell you, your team has been so great to me. I'm a single mom, and so I don't know anything about cars at all. And so I actually just booked an appointment to be able to get my oil changed and tires rotated, because I can go out there and they know exactly what I need to get done on my car every single time. So it's great, because you said those relationships,
they're
really
so
do.
Key. Yeah. And you know, the cars are complicated. I mean, I've been around cars my whole life, obviously, and I don't know them very well. And you wouldn't want me working on it. I know more than a lot of people, but proud enough to be dangerous, probably. And, you know, you should let the experts do it these days. They're very complicated. Our guys are super trained. I mean, you know, some of them are just starting, obviously, getting going. But even those guys, we try to get them full certification before they start doing stuff. They're on training programs right from the beginning of their careers at Dungeness. We're trying to work closely with Tri-County and some of the other programs around to recruit technicians right now, to develop young guys who want to work, or not necessarily just guys. We have a lot of women in the business these days. But it's really important that we talk about that career opportunity of working in the automotive business, because it's not just selling and stuff like that. I mean, a lot of the technical side of what we do is fascinating, and a lot of people are really interested in that, and there are great programs in Oklahoma to help you get started on that. Through the Tri-County has some, OSU Okmulgee, you can go from Tri-County down there and do specific Toyota and Ford training programs. They have what's called T10 and asset programs.
Okay.
Okay.
These are, a lot of people don't know about them because you may have not ever thought about becoming an auto technician. But, you know, if you're that kind of guy or gal and you're interested in vehicles and want to learn about things like that, there are great careers in the car business, and they're high demand. You can get your job, you can find a job virtually anywhere you go.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great skill, very highly paid once you get to the highest levels of certification and highly technical work. I mean, obviously, working on an advanced vehicle, doing major repairs or significant work, is a big deal.
It is.
We do invest thousands of dollars in every technician throughout their career.
That's something when Walt Rusty Bunn was in doing this program, we talked and we were taking service questions. We talked about the investment that the dealership makes in every technician, even if they're already a senior master
certified.
Well,
it goes on and on. I mean, those guys have to maintain that. I mean, which means taking ASE tests every year, taking the new stuff from the manufacturer, and then retaking all the old stuff that secures your past certification.
Yeah.
So it is. You know, they travel a lot. We have to send them to Houston or Dallas or, you know, a lot of different places to have a lot of these high-level classes. Sometimes it's brought to us, but usually we're going to have to send them places. It's it's a big deal. People don't often think about it that way, but, you know, we've got about 23 techs right now, and they're all going through that. And the sales associates do much the same thing. The body shop guys, we've talked about this before, they're all ICAR certified.
Mm-hmm.
So we really do focus on training and development of our people, and the culture we have around them, and so we can deliver on your expectations as a customer.
Well, certainly not all, but many of those classes are after working hours for those guys. They've already put in a full day in the body shop or wherever.
Well, I mean, as a technician, you know, if they're not working on a car, they don't really make money. And so the truth is, we try to keep them working on cars, make them as productive as possible.
Mm-hmm.
That way they're making a great living. We're getting the work out for our customers quickly. That's really what our business is built on.
And it is built on those customer relationships we started off talking about.
Yeah.
But it is the confidence that we as customers have that you've got the right people doing the right job with the right training and experience.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, it is confidence. I mean, you've said it there, and that's one of my old sayings is, you know, that's what we sell in the car business is confidence as much as anything. When you're buying a car, are you going to buy it from someone you're not confident in? I think most people would probably say no.
Yeah.
I might not even go there.
Yeah. Your profession doesn't always have the best reputation, particularly in the used car business, although you're working every day to earn.
Well, we do fight that and try to overcome that. I admit it's there. The truth is,
I think we tell more jokes about it than there actually are people.
Better earned, obviously. I think some of it stems from the reality of negotiation.
It's
a traditional process in the car business. It's not a bad thing. I mean, people have been doing it centuries.
Yeah,
I mean,
we say take it back to horse trading or whatever you want to do. It's not new.
It is what it is. And, you know, obviously when you buy a gallon of milk, you don't have to negotiate, or a shirt, usually you don't. But, you know, we can sell cars other ways. But what we find is that, you know, some people at times will try to, you know, today we all have internet pricing on anything anyway.
Which I think takes a lot of the negotiation.
The fair price is pretty much there. We can go online and see exactly what you should pay for a car, or what some book says your trade-in is worth. And the reality is, you know, it comes down to each transaction, and it's gonna, you know, we have to work with you to get the right deal for you, because it's not just the price of the car, it's how long are we going to finance the car if we are going to finance it. It's the interest rate of that loan,
or the terms of the lease,
terms of the lease, whether you have a trade-in, what the payoff on that is, if you maybe you're interested in a product like Tires for Life or an extended warranty to give you a peace of mind going forward and lock in your cost going on, you can make that pay a few cents or a few dollars a month mm-hmm. for the length of your loan and have that peace of mind that if you have a major problem with the vehicle or if you need tires, we're going to just replace them without having you having to come out of them with the cash out of your pocket.
The, upfront pricing on the service, I think, is a relatively new innovation that you've done, and it's adding it so that
we keep trying to get better at that too and really keep the costs down. What we can do then is we know you're coming back. You know, we can lower the cost, and we just try to keep adding more value in, and that benefits us because we have more customer retention, mm-hmm. but it also benefits you because you get better deals and you get to continue doing business with somebody you're confident in.
Yeah, when you would bring a car in for service, $9.95 oil change, or maybe we realize that it needs a front end alignment, or what other service it's that overall process of still that inspection, even though we came in for item Y, you did the whole process one more time and say, we looked it all over, we filled up your fluids, and by the way, and the next time you come in, we really should take a look at the brakes.
That's right, and people may think that's just a piece of paper, right? I mean, we've gone through and made remarks on it, and we've given you a copy of it, maybe we've got a copy in our file. We also have what are known as operation codes in our computer system where all the inspection is recorded, so mm-hmm. we have a way to keep track of your inspection history,
okay.
and we can look at how your vehicle is evolving. I mean, it really is a pretty sophisticated system, always getting more and more sophisticated in how mm-hmm. we track that, how we are able to recommend the right maintenance for you at the right time, and we do lots of service on all makes and models because of our $9.95 oil change. We don't just work on Fords, Lincolns, and Toyotas. We work on lots of Hondas and Chevys and Jeeps and whatever it is.
Which is why we talk about those certifications.
That's right. And the ASE stuff is not just focused on our brands. We do a lot of stuff across all brands, and we hire a lot of techs that have experience with other manufacturers. So it really is about opening it up, making it available to everybody and all the brands.
Noticed something on some of the national advertising. I know you mentioned it last time you were in. Ford seemingly always has some sort of a military discount, but they've opened it up now. I think it's $1,000 for military veterans.
Veterans, active military, and first responders, too. So firemen, policemen, EMS, those kinds of people are going to be also eligible for that. I think normally it's a $500 rebate that they get on top of all the other incentives.
Mm-hmm.
Started Memorial Day or a little bit before then and going through July 4th, we've got $1,000 for all of you, all of our heroes out there and for what they've done for us from Ford. And like I said, that's on top of all the other manufacturer incentives, which we'll bundle for you individually, and the Dungis discount, which you can see right online on our website if you want to go look there and just see what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. You can see MSRP and what our price on the vehicle would be, or fair price. And then on new and used vehicles with full vehicle descriptions. I think that's the best way to get started, really.
And then you frequently will mention some of the other programs that are out there that if you are a member of an organization, it's worth mentioning. By the way, if I start naming things, I'll leave somebody out, but Quarter Horse Associations, all kinds of other groups that are out there.
Sometimes you even get a discount because of where you work.
Yeah.
So you should be asking what's available and make sure, because this isn't just a Ford or Toyota thing, too. I mean, wherever you're buying your car, be sure to ask if there's anything else out there. It can be quite complicated. Sometimes it does mm-hmm. take a little time to get that, but it's a great way to save extra money.
It is, and it's something that both the dealerships and the manufacturers have recognized that by offering these to certain groups, that it's one other way to get customer loyalty.
Another way to get that affinity with the Quarter Horse Association or whatever. We know that a lot of them are Ford truck lovers and mm-hmm. are going to want to tow their horses with their Ford trucks or a Toyota Tundra, and so we'll get them that extra special discount.
Yeah, absolutely. So pull the vehicle up to the service drive and schedule an appointment for an air conditioner check or just wiper blades.
That's right. We are we've been talking a lot about appointments and new stuff. Again, we have some really exciting new stuff coming. I keep bringing up new things.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I guess what it's all about.
It is.
But appointments at Dungis are going to get even more impactful over the next couple months. We're going to have automated appointment setting where you can go online and actually integrate with our shop loading system and be able to actually schedule a more secure appointment. It'll be much more sophisticated in our ability to manage the time of the technician and your time needed to change the oil or whatever you need. We're still fine-tuning that, but I think I'm really excited about that. It's going to be great automation for us and make it'll speed things up and make the process of your experience when you come in for an appointment even more excellent than it is today.
That's great. And making it easier for your customers and your clients. That's K1 Car Talk on a Thursday morning. For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is